Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
The United Nations seem a little bit more ours today. These were the words chosen by Real World Radio's correspondent Ignacio Sirio to start his special report from Geneva, Switzerland. He had already reported today the big piece of news. The United Nations Human Rights Council approved the creation of an intergovernmental group to create a binding treaty on corporations and human rights. This set the beginning of a new stage of an old struggle, such as the one related to dismantling corporate power, said our correspondent. One of the limits that civil society is trying to impose on corporations is that they respond for their human rights violations in the territories of the South, and that the states and countries of origin of these companies are held accountable for this behavior, he added. The Mobilization Week organized in Geneva by representatives of organizations and social movements from different parts of the world, victims of the actions by the companies of several countries, had started on Monday with a hearing by the non-binding Permanent People's Tribunal. 12 cases of systematic violations of human rights by companies were presented. Some of them involved oil companies Chevron Texaco in Ecuador and Shell in Nigeria, Israeli water company Mekorot in Palestine, and Swiss-English mining company Glencore Strata in 7 countries. Yesterday, there was a march in Geneva and an impunity tour that arrived to the main offices of the World Trade Organization. The goal was to exert pressure so that the Human Rights Council adopted the decision that now opened the doors for a process to reach a legal agreement that establishes binding regulations for transnational companies in terms of human rights. As part of his special report, Ignacio talked to activist Tom Cujas of Ecologistas en Acción Spain, who referred to the new resolution as a historical victory for social movements and the victims of the systematic human rights violations by transnational companies. Cujas believes that social mobilization and the resistance of organizations and communities affected by these violations were key for this victory. He said, in fact, that the Ecuadorian ambassador to the UN Human Rights Council, Luis Gallegos, congratulated the civil society and said that this goal could not have been achieved if it weren't for the organization's pressure and mobilization. Now it will depend on continuing this mobilization, said Cujas to Real World Radio, and added that the intergovernmental group will have 2 years to decide what the binding regulations on human rights and transnational corporations will be. The main concerns by social movements and organizations are related to the actions by the US and the European Union. Their behavior has been unacceptable, shameful, and they have really become accomplices of the serious crimes against humanity committed by transnational corporations, regulated cohorts, and many other countries are still capable of weakening the actions of the intergovernmental group. We need to remain alert. We've had a partial victory, but mobilizations need to continue, he added. The member of Ecologistas en Acción analyzed the role played by some countries and blocs. It was made clear which countries are the ones that defend large companies and the international banking, such as the US, the European Union and Japan, and those that defend the victims of abuses, such as the 20 countries that voted in favor of the resolution. Cujas also said that the European Union tried to delay the voting and took the opportunity to threaten some countries with taking from them, for instance, official development aid if they voted in favor of the initiative. And this was effective for some countries, which went from supporting the proposal to not supporting it. The US and the European Union have confirmed their disregard for international law, said the activist. He also regretted the abstention of almost all Latin American countries. The civil society expected more support by some states of UNASUR, the Union of South American States, and ALBA, the Bolivarian Alliance for the Peoples of America. Meanwhile, BRICS countries, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, supported the initiative, except for Brazil, who abstained. Cujas highlighted the joint work by groups such as Friends of the Earth International, the Transnational Institute, and La Villa Campesina, to name a few, which have been building networks between the communities in resistance, the victims, and social organizations. He also highlighted the work carried out by the Treaty Alliance, that gathers numerous organizations that are struggling for the realization of this binding agreement on transnational corporations and human rights. The activist also made reference to the role of the World Campaign to dismantle corporate power.
Real World Radio, broadcasting free words, building popular communications by FOI.